Well, Jack, if you get carpet put in your boat, you might have had something to do with it.
More than likely. Dad started in 69, and we wasn't getting paid when we started out, but we worked out a boat. It took about 2 years to work out that Ranger boat, and we got a boat, motor, and trailer for $1,900.
Well, Jack Comstock, of course, your dad, J.D., he was the guy that started putting carpet in. Now, this wasn't carpet like you do today, right? I mean, it was AstroTurf.
Yeah, AstroTurf or indoor-outdoor carpet like you'd see around a swimming pool. It was totally different than this.
Well, you know, you've been here now a long time. So, I mean, there's got to be some memories. I mean, you look at carpet every day now. I mean, you're looking, I got to put carpet in all these boats that come out of here, 5,000 boats a year. You're looking at that. Do you ever get tired of doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Truth is known, you bet you do, right?
You do. Just got to have the right frame of mind, I guess, and just make the decision you're going to have to work for a living.
Well, it's about pride, too,
place.
Right?
Yeah, it's been a good place to work. They've been good to me.
Well, you probably now you've had some changes here in recent years. Is there a lot of fun things that happened in the carpet area or some things maybe you could reminisce about a little bit?
Well, yeah, a lot of things you probably couldn't talk about.
you don't stick carpet on somebody's back or anything ever?
All the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cut out a heart and stick it on someone's back, supervisor.
So that's some of the stuff. In doing the job, you have to do the very best you can.
Right.
But you're also going to have some fun here. I mean, the people we run into here at Ranger, the flipping folks as we call them, they're people that just love what they do and they love the finished product and they love being part of the Ranger family. Is that kind of what you feel?
Yeah, that's right. That's the way it is. If you didn't feel that way, you probably wouldn't stay here 37 years like I have.
37 of 40 years you've been here. Tell me about, go back 37 years ago when you walked in here, a young kid, and you walked in here. What did you think? I mean, did you think this is where you'd spend 37 years?
No, I didn't think so. It grew, we didn't realize it was going to grow like it did, but it was pretty slow at the start. We were working the carpet center days and doing a few of these nights, and it kind of...
So you were working separate, and then all of a sudden you moved in. Now, of course, you're full-time here. And so
yeah.
Now, do the neighbors come over and say, hey, could you put my carpet in for me? Do they do that?
You can get more side jobs than you have.
I bet you can. Well, I mean, as you look at this thing, some of the character, you talked about your dad. At 37 years, name some of those guys, if you can, or girls that are here, that you just remember, man, if we'd have got caught doing this and Forrest would have skinned this, what would have happened?
We used to smoke in the boats, back before OSHA was so regular.
Right, right.
But it's pretty well wide open years ago as far as what you get down in the plant. But it's really changed.
Well, I think it's good. I mean, for the most part, it's safety for you.
It had to be, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you've got this carpet in the boats that is a little bit raised. I mean, it's softer. It doesn't hurt your knees as bad when you get old like me.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the challenges that have occurred there.
Well, even on the front decks of a lot of Ramaz boat now, we put a deck pad under there, and it's a pretty cushioned walk for people. And
how do you keep the pad and the carpet glued together?
Well, the pad is pre-glued now. It's peel and stick, and then we just glue the carpet on top of the pad.
Gotcha. So you've had to kind of learn as you go along. Now, you kind of got this engineering thing. You guys have to, it isn't something where somebody's cut a pattern out, now you guys follow it. It's, you've got to say, well, I can do this better if we do this and some of that thing, I would think.
Yeah. Well, the carpet's pre-cut. It's almost fit, but you still have to cut it in to fit. Make it look good.
All right, name one character in 37 years, and you don't worry about the boss or anything. You don't have to do any of that, because I'll screen you from that, okay? But name one character that you had that you just got unbelievable memory about. Somebody that was a knucklehead, somebody that was funny.
Vernon Cross, he worked here for about 10 years, and you'd tell him he couldn't do something, he'd do it. He'd carve more boats than about everybody here, but he was a good hand, and we had a lot of fun with him. He was really a cut-up.
So, and he was one of those guys that he said, all right, you can't do it, then I will.
Yeah.
That's kind of the story of the flipping folks and Ranger guys, isn't it?
Yeah, he would do it.
Jack, I appreciate you being with us here at Flipping Folks.